Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. Straight up top of the hour, stock market's up 135 points. They're doing the happy dance on Wall Street. Don't know why. European markets, Asian markets all threaten, but oh well, looks good on Wall Street today. We're talking about the money system, the currency, the they own it all, including you book, which is an absolute basic for everything here that we're talking about. And Ron McDonald is on the show today, as he is often, because he is such a valuable piece of the puzzle for us. And I want to ask you, Ron, in your opinion, then, is this considered, if you have a Ron Paul token, or, I mean, a Ron Paul dollar or a Ron Paul silver dollar, are if you don't pass the money off, is it still a crime to have a counterfeit piece of money if they do allege or say that this is counterfeit? Can you have it if you don't spend it?
Well, you know, they're treading a fine line because it's property, and it's property of value. And see, the argument will always be is that its value negates its name calling. But we all know what a rose is. A rose by any other name is still a rose. And this is what I don't get about our society, is we don't have a lot of thinkers that could fit into that jury box to say, wait a minute, he's talking about the weight of the thing, calling it by the weight of the thing, which is the actual dollar. I don't know if the Liberty Dollar would conform to the Mint Act or not. Had it conformed to the Mint Act, there'd been a little more argument there, I think. But I don't think that was ever used as part of the argument, that it conformed to the Mint Act.
Yeah, because I know they can. You can purchase them on eBay, the NorFed dollars now. They're $32.99 to buy a half ounce on eBay. Okay, let me go back to Ralph, because I apologize. Ralph, what else did you want to add?
Well, I wanted to also add a comment on the Louisiana thing about not being able to use cash.
Yes.
That's just another thing going to show that prophecy is being fulfilled. In the Bible, it talks about buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And this is another way of coercing. I don't like the word compelling because, you know, it compelling to me sounds like it's a dual thing, whereas coercing... Mm-hmm. Sounds like it makes it more where the government is forcing you into a situation where, guess what, you can't buy or sell.
No, I got to agree with you. I think you're absolutely right on that. Let me move on. Thank you very much, Ralph, in Michigan. Enjoy your green drink there. Dave in Mississippi, he is coerced by his wife, compelled by his wife to drink that green drink. Let's go to Dave in Mississippi. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ron McDonald.
That might be Dan in Mississippi.
That might be. You're right. Go ahead, please.
Briefly, I wanted to state about this law in right across the river in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
In Mississippi, you cannot take copper or aluminum into a junkyard to sell it as scrap. They won't pay you cash. They'll make you wait for 3 days to see if it's been stolen or what, I guess.
Okay.
And then you got to go back to get your money. I think they only pay you in check at that time. I saw a piece of paper like that. I had one, but I couldn't find it this morning. Otherwise, I'd read you the directive.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, Ron Kleinfelter sent me some information. I can't find it right now, but, yeah, he said it in Arkansas. Got a problem with that also. Let's go to Joseph in Missouri. Joseph, you're on the air with Ron McDonald. Final caller. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. I'll make it quick because I'm out of time. You are my most favorite morning show.
Thank you so much. You're my most favorite caller right now, too.
And I've been listening since you transferred over to Accent, although I start out at GNC at first thing in the morning.
Oh, you listen to Accent, huh?
Yeah.
Good for you.
And then I spent many hours in the wee mornings downloading everything I could find offered by Mr. McDonald.
He is good, isn't he?
He is good. And the other thing is, I think ignorance of the law compels us to the law and comes us to the law in that people don't know the city ordinance don't apply to most of us.
Oh, good point. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call and the kind words, Joseph. Thank you, Ron McDonald, for joining us today. You are awesome.
Thank you, Jim.
You have a blessed day. We'll be back. 3 minute break. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 8 minutes after the hour. We're in the third hour today. Dow is up 131 points. They are so happy. And for what reason? I'm not really sure. But you know how I've been saying all along, where are the Wharton School of Business graduates to come along and help us figure out what's going on? Because obviously the president just can't figure it out. They are so stupid in Washington. Or are they? Well, we found our Wharton School of Business graduate, and it's Catherine Austin Fitz. We're so thrilled to have her join us today. She understands the global financial system and the inner workings of Wall Street and its Washington axis. As a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner, Catherine Austin Fitz was one of the first to warn of the approaching housing bubble. Her prediction that a strong dollar policy would ultimately lead to a weakened federal credit is currently being proven correct, unfortunately. She also writes the Solari Report. We'll talk about that more later, which goes behind the headlines to reveal what's happening in the global financial system. And she also... she joins us here today to help us figure out what's going on in the global situation as well as what's going to happen here at home. Thank you so much, Catherine, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Joyce, it's great to be back on the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much for joining us again. It's such an honor to have you. I kind of feel like you're one of those people that's got so many important things to do out there trying to change the world that you don't have time to do a radio show. But I thank you for having the time.
No, it's my pleasure.
You know, you did on the Solari Report at your website, solari.com, you did an amazing article, and I was so thrilled. I was like screaming, thank you, somebody, for addressing this issue of how much money the government loses. This seems like such an obvious situation.
I think lose is a creative word to describe. I don't think you're losing a dime.
No. But they want us to think that they put it in a bag, set it somewhere at a Subway restaurant, went off and left it there, and gee, we can't figure out what happened to all this money.
Yeah, it's amazing. In the first year, it's called the missing money, and it started in the fall of 1998. I want to tell you a story sort of predicting it, but after the first year, $59 billion was missing at HUD, which is bigger than the annual budget.
What year are we talking about?
That was for fiscal 99.
Okay.
And it's all, if you do a search for the missing money, Solari.com, my website, has a whole page that just racks up hundreds of articles about the missing money. And or if you go to my homepage at Solari.com, down at the bottom, there's special Solari reports, and one of them is the missing money. Anyway, so it's after they refused to produce audited financial statements as required by law and said there's $59 billion and we can't figure out where it went, but we promise it won't happen again.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine your bank saying, Joyce, there's $59,000 missing from your account and we've looked for it, we can't find it, but we promise it won't happen again.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine saying the IRS? Yeah, I got thousands missing from my account. And, hey, guys, I promise I'll find it by next year.
Oh, no, she didn't. She said she'd never, it just wouldn't happen again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. It'll never happen again. Trust me.
Well, let me tell you a story. I had started a company when I left the Bush administration. I had started a company called Hamilton Securities in Washington. And our goal was to be an investment bank and financial software developer. I discovered the internet when I worked in the Bush administration and said, wow, you know, we can use this to circulate money within communities. We don't have to go through Washington and Wall Street. And so we were working away, and we got hired back at one point on competitive bid to the FHA, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, where I'd worked to be their lead financial advisor, and we're building software tools and all sorts of stuff like that. And the question in my mind was, how can communities succeed, and how can we create lots more wealth? You know, the way you end poverty is you create wealth. So how can we use these software tools so that, you know, communities, because America just breaks down to 3,100 counties. You know, county by county, we can build so much wealth locally that we can get government money and government, you know, federal regulations out of a community. So I'm prototyping away, and I had a wonderful board of pension fund leaders on one of my subsidiaries. It was an advisory board, wonderful guys, and they were kind of helping me because the question was, how could we re-engineer government money in a way that would produce lots of profits for the pension funds, which was important. The biggest concern at that time was the pension funds wouldn't perform and there wouldn't be enough money for the boomers when they retired. So it was very, very important to see the pension fund successful. So I took my results to them. I had a sort of epiphany moment after many years of work, and we came back and said, you know, there's a way to re-engineer federal government money at a county level, place by place, create tremendous new wealth, because small business is the driver. And so part of this was making equity capital available to small business based on performance. And, you know, I laid out the vision. And so the president of CalPERS, which is the largest pension fund in the country, looked at me. Now, this is spring of 1997. And he said, you don't understand. It's too late. I said, what do you mean it's too late? He said, it's too late. They've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall.
Now, wait a minute. Now, refresh. Okay, go back. What year are we talking about?
This is spring of 1997, and this was the president of the largest pension fund in the country.
And that CalPERS, you might tell them which one that is. Or
CalPERS is the California public pension system. CalSTRS is for teachers. CalPERS is for the public employees. It's the largest pension fund in the country. So he said, you know, it's too late. They've given up on the country. And I said, he said, they're moving all the money out starting in the fall. And that fall was the beginning of federal, it was fall 1997, the beginning of federal fiscal 98. And I guess that's when the $59 billion, it was I think it was fiscal 98 when it went missing. If you go to the missing money page, all the details are there, including the auditor's reports.
Okay, but who are they?
That's, of course, the question.
Okay.
Who is they? One of the things he said to me, you've got to get to Nick Brady, who at the time was had been the Secretary of Treasury during the Bush administration and the end of the Reagan administration, and been my boss at Dillon Reed. I was a partner and member of the board of Dillon Reed and Company before I came into the Bush administration. And in fact, if you want to read a lot more about that group and the missing money in that time, I have an online book choice called Dillon Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits.
Hmm.
And the URL is dunwalkie.com. You can just pick it up on a search. But anyway, so sure enough, that fall, $4 trillion that we know of, and there's a lot of digging and research I haven't done, so, you know, it could be more. $4 trillion that we know of started to go missing from the federal government, and of course we had Enron and the pump and the telecoms and the internet stock. So we had the pump and dump of the stock market. A lot of capital got pulled out through the private markets, and my estimate at the time was, in that 3 or 4 year period, about $10 trillion got shifted out of the United States. Huge capital movements, some of which were legal, some of which, you know, I believe were not legal, certainly. And let me step back. I was part of a group of people in the Bush administration. We came in at the last housing bubble burst. And one of the reforms we implemented was audited financial statements for government agencies. And a process started in 1995 where the government refused to produce audited financial statements as required by law, and to this day has never done it. But the only reason we know that the money is missing is when they would come back and say, and it was HUD was a big one, and then DOD, of course, was the mother load. When they would come back and say, we're not producing audited financial statements, and one of the reasons is we have undocumentable transactions of, and during that 4 year period, 1 year at the undocumentable transactions at the Department of Defense was $1.1 trillion, and another year, $2.3 trillion. Of course, we know September 10th, 2011, Don Rumsfeld affirmed at a press conference that they couldn't track $2.3 trillion of transactions with the Department of Defense. Well, that's more than all the taxes paid in a year.
You know, let me just stop you. They couldn't track it, or they didn't want to track it, because we all know that there are these things called accounting tools, computers. There's all kinds of things. You know, accounting is a finite situation. You don't guess at it. You don't sort of, make your own rules according to accounting. There are set rules. And to think that he would have the nerve to say, hey, you know, it's somewhere, but we just can't track it. That's crazy.
Well, of course, it's ridiculous. Of course, they can track it. Now, a certain amount of undocumentable transactions are, you know, usually if it's less than 5%, then it's considered, you know, a reasonable problem, and you track it down, and you find every penny, so you don't just let it sitting there. But there is always some portion of undocumentable transactions in a large operation that happens and has to get sorted out. But we're not talking about less than 5%. 5% is sort of one of the lines of materiality you use in accounting and finance. Something that's greater than 100% of your annual revenues and the whole government's annual revenues, I assure you that's very material.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain why this is important. The Constitution says no money shall be expended that are not envisioned in an appropriation by Congress. And so what we're talking about is massive financial flows in violation of not just the law, not just the laws of financial management, but the U.S. Constitution. And that's why I call it a financial coup d'etat, because if I can disappear $4 trillion without an appropriation and without congressional oversight, then I'm in significant violation of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons, as you know, I'm so concerned about all these sort of proposals that are made to look like they're grassroots, that they're not, to compromise the Constitution, to have a constitutional convention, to have a constitutional amendment. As long as the Constitution is standing, somebody owes us that $4 trillion back, and we can get it back.
Oh, we can?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We're going to be back after this break, ladies and gentlemen. 4-minute break. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com. All kinds of excellent information. The woman has guts, and I want to also find out from her not only how to get it back, but what was she doing in the Bush administration? We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Welcome back to Power Hour. It is 24 minutes after the hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Gold is at $17.41, up about $25 today. Good thing. And silver is at about $34.18. So looking good on the commodities market. Thank you so very much for joining us. Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest today. And a lot of you may, if you're just tuned in new to the Power Hour recently, don't know of the history of Catherine Austin Fitz and her incredible abilities and knowledge in the financial markets. Catherine, give us sort of a snapshot, if you would, please. We're going to get back to that issue of how we can get our money back. But so that people will appreciate what you're saying here, talk to me about your background and why it is that we need to listen to what you have to say.
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, and I watched HUD fraud and drugs destroy my community that I grew up in as a child, and it got me very interested in Joyce and money and how money works. You know, everybody kept saying they had to do all this stupid stuff because of money, so I thought, well, you know, why can't the honest people get together and make more money cleaning things up instead of making messes? So I ended up going to business school and then going to at Wharton.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because the way I got in, my grandfather had been to the dean of Wharton, but I didn't have the most sterling academic record, and I was a bartender at a wonderful restaurant near University of Pennsylvania, and luckily for me, the dean of admission was one of my bar customers, and I was a great bartender, and Shirley Grantham, God bless him, got me in. Anyway, but I loved Wharton. I went to Wall Street. I worked as a summer intern at Goldman Sachs. I can talk a little bit about Goldman. And then when I went back, I went to Dillon Reed. And one of the reasons I went to Dillon Reed was they would let me circulate from department to department. Because what I didn't realize as a child was, if you want to understand how all the money works in a county, you know, because the markets are organized functionally and government money is organized functionally, you literally have to understand the entire global economy to understand how the money works in one place. And I didn't understand that when it began, but I was in at Dillon Reed and circulated around the firm, rose and became a partner and a member of the board. And I said, you know, all of this is rigged from Washington and the Federal Reserve, so I got to go to Washington if I'm going to understand federal money. And so I became Assistant Secretary of Housing in the first Bush administration. And one of the reasons I ended up with that job is you know, it's a mother load of data of, you know, and transactions on how the money works in communities. And so I was there for 18 months, didn't last long, but it has a lot with the team that ran HUD at that time, because essentially they wanted me to break the law and I wouldn't. So I left.
Well, wait a minute. Don't gloss over that so much. Okay. They wanted you to break the law, but you wouldn't.
Well, I'll give you an example. There's a wonderful story that I think helps people understand what I call the breakaway civilization. I was in a meeting with the secretary, and the secretary was very temperamental. He'd get very worked up, and he was very frustrated. We were meeting at that time there were 10 federal regions in the country, so 10 regional administrators, and we were meeting with him, and he really was angry at the guy from California, the regional administrator of California, who had done something, I forget what it was, and the regional administrator said, but Mr. Secretary, I had to do it, it's the law. And the secretary just went ballistic, and he said, the law, I don't have to obey the law, I report to a higher moral authority. And it was kind of like the veil, you know, for a moment opened up, and you were looking into the Eyes Wide Shut world.
Yeah.
And you had a group of people who literally the general counsel used to say, you know, who cares what the law is, by the time they sue and win in court, we'll be gone anyway.
Oh.
And so you really, if you've ever seen Charlie Ferguson's wonderful documentary, No End in Sight, about the Iraq occupation, you really see this attitude of just implode government, just completely sort of rape everything and everyone, you know, break all the rules, break the contracts, make a mess. And this is sort of the way you lay down the tracks for what's called reengineering government and privatizing everything. But, of course, it's an unbelievably expensive and wasteful way to do it. But if you look globally, you know, essentially that's what we're doing with this debt. I mean, what you're watching is a global fraudulent inducement in the debt being used to reengineer governance and national sovereignty globally. It's an ugly process, and it was sort of one I got a little bit of a picture into when I worked at HUD.
Well, I bet you did. But in the Bush administration, were there good people there? Was this some kind of orchestrated, created, agendized, manipulated group of people that were out there just doing nothing but trying to bring in the New World Order? Or were there people there that were doing the right thing like yourself?
Well, you have an overt team and a covert team. And what happens is, you know, you kind of swing the teams back and forth trying to harvest the situation. And we need to go into the black budget because this is a systemic thing. It's not
pulling.
It's
so much to go into. We need four more hours. We'll be right back after this break with Catherine Austin Fitz. We'll find out how to get our money back also. And what was George Bush really buying? We'll be back. Stay tuned.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are talking to Catherine Austin Fitz. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Her website is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. You'll see it in the email blast, and we'll have plenty of good information for you on the articles we were talking about and the incredible amount of money that the government just seems to lose. Catherine, tell us about the Solari report, and what would I learn if I were to subscribe? What would I know, or how would I be ahead of my peers, if you will, if I subscribe to Solari Report?
Well, the goal of the Solari Report is to help people, individuals and families, build family wealth. And basically my vision of the world or of the economy is economic warfare. There's a group of people trying to steal what you have, and my goal is to make you, you know, savvy about dealing with them and relatively immune. And so what we're interested in doing, Joyce, is looking across your entire balance sheet and income statement, and whether it's how you generate revenues, how you reduce expenses or protect yourself from risk on expenses, or how you get your assets to grow. We're looking at all the different things you can do to build up your, I call it equity, which is not just about your financial net worth, but your health and your whole well-being. You know, we can look at a brokerage account and see the value go up and down daily, but we forget to sort of understand that there's a value to you, Inc., and we need to pay as much attention to that. So I have an integrated approach to doing that. And the way this Leary report happened was I just kept getting asked so many questions every week and being, you know, asked to explain what's going on and helping people build a better map through talking about, okay, here's what's happening and here's what it means and here's the game. And finally, I just said, look, I can't have this conversation 100 times a week. So I just batched it in and started doing this Leary report. And we have several sections. We do it three or four times a month, every Thursday night, and we do it on a bridge call and then post the MP3 on the blog. People ask questions, and we have transcripts. It's pretty wonderful. And what we do is I do a roundup of money and markets that week, so it's really what's going on geopolitically and financially around the world. And then a section called Ask Catherine. I get a large flow of questions, and we try and always respond. And then I interview people who I think are real sort of heroes. You know, everybody says, why is nobody doing anything? Well, there are tons of great people doing things. So I try and get the people who I think are really, you know, have businesses or missions to really help you succeed and help you protect yourself and build wealth. And finally, then we have one of my favorite sections called Let's Go to the Movies, because there's nothing about what's going on in this world that can't be explained through the movies.
Ooh,
you know, Hollywood tells you everything. I tell people, look, you want to understand the American economy as of 1980, just sit down on a Saturday, close the doors, get some iced tea or, you know, whatever it is you drink and get some popcorn and watch Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Godfather 3 straight in a row and just understand you're getting an economics lesson. You're being entertained too, but you're getting a fundamental economics lesson.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, so I always try and use movies and documentaries to help people understand, because most people are really busy, you know, mm-hmm. and if anything, they're being drained. And so I want to help them understand the game and how to protect themselves from it. And the more I can do that in an entertaining way, you know, so I like to use movies.
Now, is there also a way that people can get Solari Report if they are not online, or do they need to be online?
They need to be online. There's no way we could provide this economically.
Sure.
You know, online,
no
so.
Kidding, no kidding. Okay, let me move to this other question on George Bush. When George Bush was governor of Texas, I lived down there, and he sounded really good. He really did. And I'm talking about being able to make sense when he spoke. He did a really great job. If you see any of his any of his speeches or whatever, when he was okay, if you will, he did a great job. But when he went to the presidency, he was like a bumbling idiot. Now, that's me saying that, not you, I understand. But what was it that happened between Texas and the federal government that got to him? Because I cannot see that man ever being an active part in playing a role in the government. I'm being real honest with you.
Well, I think at a local, you know, this is a guy who grew up in Texas, at a local level, you know, you have enough understanding of the situation, and you're enough grounded in the situation that you can handle, you know, you've got a framework and you can handle it. You know the Texas people, and you know the issues in Texas, and you have a lot of institutional support. When you get to the federal government, you're in a Wall Street, you're in a global geopolitics, and that was not his background in his world.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just making sense. I mean, the guy was a very good orator in Texas, and you can't tell me that he couldn't orate on some things when he got to the federal level, but it seemed like it was always some kind of weird gyration kind of speech that just made you go, what is wrong with this man?
Well, I have to be the bad guy here. I mean, George W. Bush was not someone who, coming from a normal family, would have ever made it to governor of Texas, let alone president of the United States. And I think, you know, this is a perfect example of why nepotism doesn't work.
No kidding.
And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more nepotism, and I think it's one of the problems we have in this country. Is this week on the Solari Report, I'm interviewing Pulitzer Award-winning playwright John Patrick Shanley. He's the guy who wrote Doubt, and he's got a new play called Sleeping Demons. He's got a great scene in it where he says, this country was built in midgets. This country was built by giants. They died and midgets moved in, tiny people. And, you know, I hate to say it, I think George W. Bush, you know, in that capacity, is a tiny person. I'll give you an example. I was, there's a whole group of people at the CIA I used to know when I was running Hamilton in Washington, and they were pushing George W. Bush for president so hard it was really sort of uncomfortable how aggressive they were. And at one point, one of them emailed me. He'd just given a speech on education and said, "Don't you think it's wonderful?" I said, "No, I think it's dreadful." And she said, "Well, if you were in his shoes, what would you have said?" I said, "I would have said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, 2 weeks later, he gives another speech, and the entire paragraph of what I wrote in the email was in it.
Oh, my
goodness.
They
didn't pay me. They didn't credit me.
Oh, my word.
And you know, when it's that orchestrated,
yeah,
you know, something's wrong.
Yeah, I've said many times that I think that when they do the business of the government, they probably sent him in the back room, gave him some jujubes and an Etch-a-Sketch and said, "We'll be back after, you know, the real meeting's over."
Well, I mean, I'm sure George W. Bush is a guy who's got different gifts and different talents. It's just when you bring somebody up that fast, you know, without having to earn it, you just get these situations where people, you know, the Peter principle has gone into effect here.
Oh, I think the Godfather principle's gone into effect. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't go. I think you're very kind.
Well, let's face it, his dad was the head of the secret police, right?
Yeah.
I just finished reading Cheney's book, and Cheney is complaining that, you know, Putin, you should never let a former member of the secret police be the president. I said, "Well, wait a minute. Who do you think George H.W. Bush was?"
No kidding. No kidding. I have a problem with Cheney's book either, also.
Whoa.
But anyway.
I called it a fluffer nutter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an insult. It's an insult is what it is. I'm going to go back to the issue of money and how do we get it back, because there's trillions of dollars missing. Go to Solari.com. The article's there, the missing money. Trillions of dollars are missing from the U.S. government.
Trillion that we've been able to document.
You have to work at that. You have to work at losing that much money.
Well, it wasn't lost. It was shifted.
Right.
So, you know, that's a financial coup d'etat.
And you have to work at shifting it also. But
yeah.
You say we can get it back. Now, that intrigues me. How
right.
can we get...
Here's the thing. If you look at how financial records are kept, that $4 trillion had to go out through information systems run by Lockheed Martin and the big defense contractors. And it had to go out, it had to be transacted through banks. The New York Federal Reserve is the depository for the U.S. government. And the big New York banks are agents, you know, for the New York Fed in that role as depository.
And the last time I checked, they do keep records.
Right. And they're required by law to keep records.
Right.
And all wire transfers get batched and go through the New York Fed. And there, you know, there's lots and lots of records. And ditto with the issuance of federal securities, their primary dealers and all sorts of records and servicers. So whether it's records of the securities or records of the financial transactions, you know, all these guys have records and they're also liable. So they and the federal government, so these contractors or bank depositories are liable for any monies that were moved illegally. And there is something called a common law right of offset, which in theory we as citizens can do if we take action together to enforce the Constitution.
Okay, common law right,
of offset. So a common law right of offset says if you have failed in your responsibilities to do A, B, C, D, you know, particularly if it's illegal, then I can, let's say, so I can assert a common law right of offset. I owe you a dollar, but I say you've, you know, done this wrong thing with this dollar. So I can say, well, instead of paying you the dollar I owe you, I'm just going to assert a common law right of offset.
And you're spelling that O-F-F-S-E-T?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do a search for common law right of offset. So, for example, you know, we're in the invention room here. Let's say all the citizens got together and said, okay, well, Fortran works out to about $14,000 per person. You know, and we need lots of lawyers to help us figure out how to do this right. So I'm suggesting that we're in the role of enforcing the Constitution and enforcing the law. But if we said, okay, you, the federal government, are not following the laws, you know, whether it's the Constitution, laws related to financial management. And so here in this county, we're going to escrow our taxes and we're going to, out of that escrow, pay all the things you normally pay. Here's a percent of the money for the national debt and, you know, these other things that need to get done. But otherwise, we're not going to send you the money, and we don't expect you to send the money back. So we'll take care of all the federal expenditures in this county, because you're just not following the law, and your contractors and your banks are not following the law. So we're just going to, you know, we're just going to do an escrow. Okay? Now, that's one way we could do it. In theory, if we could find the legal ways to do it, we could also say, well, wait a minute. You know, the banks owe us $14,000 per person because this $4 trillion went missing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to assert a common law right of offset on our student loans and on our credit card debt and our, you know, all the other things that we owe that bank.
You know, this is like huge. I mean, I've not heard anyone talk about this. I think this is incredible. What an idea. But how would it work in real life? I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we don't pay our taxes or we put them in escrow.
I think in real life, the first thing that has to happen is a conversation, which is why what you do on the Power Hour is so important. So let's say, you know, whether it's the Tea Parties or Occupy Wall Street, they need to start a conversation about, okay, there's $4 trillion missing. How do we get it back? And how does that relate to the financial flows in this place? Because every place is somewhat different and unique. And then who here is willing to take action? And I think part of that conversation needs to happen with the municipal officials. So because the federal cash flows right now, we've watched more and more people and more municipalities get more and more dependent on federal government flows. So you're talking about reengineering federal government flows within a place. Now, let me step back. When I was, when I had Hamilton Securities Group in the 90s in Washington, we were making a software tool called Community Wizard. And the idea of Community Wizard, Joyce, was if you vote for political representation by place, so from your county or your congressional district, you need to see a sources and uses of federal money within your place. If you buy a stock, a corporate stock, they give you an annual report. Well, the government needs to do the same thing, but it needs to be organized by place. Now, there's only one simple reason why you don't get a financial report contiguous to the areas you vote for political jurisdiction, whether it's congressman, senator, mayor, or whatever. And that's because of control. It's much easier to trick you and control the money if you can't see the money. The greatest internal financial control is when citizens can see, you know, all the sources and uses of federal monies within their place. And now with geographical information software, it should be very easy to do that. When the economies imploded in Latin America, we had something called participatory budgeting where the citizens all came in and said, okay, we got to re-engineer all the government money, so we're going to, the citizens are going to participate. Well, that's kind of what we need in America. So to me, what we need, the conversation we need to have is the Tea Parties and Occupy Wall Street. You know, let's look at, okay, how does the money work and how do we reassert the Constitution? Because what the New World Order guys are trying to do, Joyce, is to say, oh, Tea Party or Occupy Wall Street, what we need is a constitutional convention, because there's nothing they'd love more than to rip the Constitution apart. And, you know, they're going to use debt jubilees to make that look sweet. And the reality is the debt jubilee we need is to get the $4 trillion back and use it to, you know, $4 trillion is enough to pay off half the residential mortgages in the country.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. $4 trillion pays off all the student loans and leaves $3 trillion to pay off, you know, Lord knows how much municipal debt. So, you know, the conversation we need to have is not the 99% versus the 1%, because that's not the frame.
Yeah.
It's sort of the people who believe in the law versus the people who don't believe in the law. And is the money going to be managed according to the law or not? Because if it's not going to be managed according to the law, we're all toast.
That's right.
Right.
Well, you know, the all of this money that we're talking about that is missing, they insult us so much by the idea of, gee, we just can't track it. They've got these really cute ways that they phrase it, you know, mismanagement of the bottom line or something that's supposed to make us think that, you know, I've been telling all of our listeners to collect these statements, and then when the IRS comes to you, you just say, well, we had some mismanagement of the bottom line. And, you know, all
these... Well, but you can't... That, you know, the reality is you've got two systems, one that doesn't obey the law and one which is required to obey, you know, more laws than any human being could possibly understand, let alone obey.
Bingo.
Right. And so the question is, how do we play back? How do we spin back? How do we shift real power? And that comes down to saying, okay, we're going to apply the law in a way that cuts off your money, you people who are not obeying the law. And that's going to take a lot of people.
And how do we do that without a constitutional convention, without any getting into more trouble than we're already in?
Why do you need a constitutional convention?
No, but I mean for them to say, well, we're just going to go ahead and do it this way and we're going to,
well, because we control the money. We control the money. If you look at my purchases, if you look at my bank deposits, if you look at my investments, and you look at 300 million people, purchases, deposits, investments, donations, we control the money.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and we get 2% interest when we buy treasury bonds, too. But, I mean, we don't...
Well, but, yeah, but why would anybody in the world... I mean...
I know.
In other words, if we have the power, because they are few, we are many.
And we need to. You need to get the Solari report for that information. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, 50 after the hour. They seem to think that computers are only for tracking what you look at on Google, not for keeping track of their own dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 54 minutes after the hour, and our guest today has been Catherine Austin Fitz. She is a wealth of information, as you can see. You're going to have to listen to this program probably again. So get your email blast, and you'll be able to get all the information that Catherine Austin Fitz has been talking about. Click on her the hour of the program. All you have to do is click on it, and you can listen to her. The Solari Report is what she offers to help people understand how to manage their money or make money in this day and age, other than the 2% Treasury bonds, which I can't imagine anybody doing that. But we are sort of at the final part of this hour. I just want to remind you, it's 54 minutes after the hour, and tomorrow is going to be Dr. Sherry Rogers joining us, which everyone listens looks forward to that, because she brings us the answers, ladies and gentlemen. I swear, she is an amazing physician in the alternative industry. And though she is MD and got all the qualifications, she is a pretty incredible lady. So she will be joining us tomorrow. And I do appreciate her very much. And Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine, now we're at the end of our time, and we really haven't been able to talk about John Corzine. We're going to have you back on again. But what do you see with MF Global? Are there other MF Globals out there? What's going to happen in the next 3 to 6 months?
Sure, there are other MF Globals out there, because there's tremendous excess capacity globally in the financial sector. I mean, if you look at the amount of, by any way you want to measure it, we've got a lot more financial firms, a lot more financial capacity than we need. And so we're going to see a consolidation, and it's going to continue. It needs to continue.
Do you think that MF Global is a, you know, I mean, they're being looked at under the scrutiny, if you will, of the FBI, but do you think that they've been doing some bad stuff?
Well, I think what happened was MF Global took a big position on the European bond situation, and has gotten caught offsides on that position. And my guess looking at it, and this is just pure conjecture, Joyce, is Corzine was operating with a lot of inside information and may have gotten set up. Looks like a hit to me.
Really?
Or it could have just been, you know, he took a big position and is, you know, it looks like the kind of position you take on inside information. And I don't mean that that was necessarily illegal. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, it doesn't work out for whatever reason, whether somebody was playing you or
yeah,
it just life turned out differently. So, you know, he kind of bet the firm on a big European position is what the information looks like. And of course, it's not going to work, so MF goes down.
That's
and the
right.
Question is, in the process of doing it, did they improperly shift money from client accounts? And, you know, we don't know yet.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with inside information. That has to do with illegal operating. Let me ask you also, what about Bank of America? Do you think they're going to make it?
I think that's a political question, and the answer is I don't know. It depends on how the politics plays out over the next year. You know, it could go either way.
You think any predictions on the G20 meeting or the Fed meeting or that's taking place today or anything else?
I think what you're watching is what I call the Midianite thing. I don't know if you remember the story of Gideon in the Bible, but Gideon comes down the side of the valley with 300 guys. They have no weapons, just lights and pitchers, so light and noise. And the Midianites are so suspicious of each other that they jump up in the dark and kill each other. And you've got a series of leaders managing the debt situation. And the reality is what they need to do is different than what their constituencies will support. And so you've got the money and the politics not in alignment, and everybody's playing hot potato and kick the can.
Oh, wow. Very well put. Very well put. Catherine Austin Fitz, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Have a great day, Joyce. Thanks for having
Amazing.
Me.
Amazing. Out of her busy schedule, she has time for the Power Hour. 58 after the hour. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. Have a blessed day. And we're going to do health testimonies. That is our most requested program, I think, other than Dr. Sherry Rogers. Health testimonies tomorrow, or product testimonies. People want to know from you how you use the items and what works. Not that they don't trust us, but they just want to hear from you. That'll be awesome. With a gift certificate. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have